You're recording. I'll read the
Thank you, sir.
Statement. This is a, for the record, it's 7:01. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton, county of Hunterdon, and state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, the Star Ledger, and was posted on the township website, along with instructions on how to access the meeting electronically. It's all yours, Mayor.
All right. Madam Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Sure. Councilman
If you said Strauss here.
Yep. Councilman Kaczynowski, he's not on yet. Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Moy?
Here.
And Mayor Higgins?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Now that we're in session as the council, we're going to adjourn and become the Board of Health, and we have a septic system repair requiring a waiver. It's at 1264 Route 31, Block 27.01, Lot 8. And Mr. Tiedemann is here to talk about it. I would just say up front, this is a very small lot. It appears to be very highly constrained from aerials and from the print. So there are some spatial issues, which I'm sure he will describe. Charles,
yes.
Go ahead.
The lot is 1 acre, and it's described before as a lot. The well is kind of smack dab in the middle, so there's already about 25 to 30 feet around the well that you could put anything in as far as the system goes. What you find, the lot is replacing a old septic tank that was converted into a septic tank that has since been turned into another cesspool with lateral around the front yard. Everything is saturated in the septic system, so we've designed a new septic system in the middle of the yard there that is a pump up system. The wastewater comes out of the house into a 1,000-gallon septic tank, and I believe it's into about a 1,500-gallon dosing tank.
Hello?
It's wooded, has some large trees on it. The front yard is a septic tank.
One moment, please. I think Councilman Kaczynowski has joined us. I don't see him on the screen.
No, I'm on a dial-in. I finally was able to get in.
All right. Well, let's note that Councilman Kaczynowski joined us at 7:04. So, and we're a Board of Health at the moment, Tom. So we'll let Mr.
Okay.
Proceed. Please go ahead.
Okay. So basically, we located the disposal bin as far as we could from the well in the middle of the property, and everything working there, we proposed a UV filter on the water system for the dwelling, and let it run on that. We can monitor the well water from the house, but I think the UV filter should be the trick. We've done this. The lot systems from small lots, and it seems to work very, very well. As long as the owner knows they have the UV filter there, they have a pump up system, and that is listed in their deed restriction, that everything's approved and built.
So yeah, looked like the house sold in May of this year, so I guess this would be a new owner that's. Perhaps as a condition of the purchase, putting this stuff in.
Yes. What is the previous owner left in escrow to complete the system?
Okay, exactly. That's kind of what I thought the story was. All right. We've done a number of these recently ourselves. So is there any discussion on the part of council?
Not here.
Pardon?
None.
No, I mean, I think there really is no other alternative, so.
Yeah. All right, then. Could I have a motion to approve this?
I move.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. I heard a female voice. Was that Amy?
Yes.
Okay. Tom, why don't you do the second? You beat it.
Tom.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malik?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a good evening, and I hope the repair and reconstruction goes well.
Very good. You guys.
All right. You too. You too. Wear a mask.
Right, take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's then adjourn as the Board of Health and reconvene as the council. We were talking a little bit before the meeting. We may push the approval of the meeting minutes till next council meeting. So bear with us. It's been a little bit busy for at least me, and I have not had a chance to take a look at them.
The same here on those. So.
Okay. All right. So now we're getting down to consent. It's a little different this year, this particular time. We've been advised that we can put our vouchers on consent because that they are, after all, a routine part of the operation here. So we've got Chapter 159. It's approval of items of revenue and appropriation, alcohol education, rehabilitation fund. We're in the last 2 months of the year, so the next one is we can transfer funds. Performance guarantees, escrows, an end of the year thing that's very routine at the end of the year, outstanding check cancellations. There is going to allow us to apply for revenue deficits associated with COVID-19 and bills. Any discussion on any of those items?
None.
No.
Well, I'll make the motion in this case. Why not?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Kaczynowski.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. And now we're up to reports. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first, Mayor, just to keep things routine. My goodness, I just lost my meeting notes. Not much to report this month. Clinton Township Board of Education, as reported at the last meeting, this Monday will be there. is a virtual meeting again. It's a working meeting, and their voting meeting is on the 23rd. Again, virtual. Clinton Township Environmental Commission. Members continue to work hard and move forward with the Windy Acres projects and initiatives such as naming trails, benches, the pavilion, and putting together a report of all the wildlife that can be found up there so it can be posted on the website. As you know, the plastic bag ban recently with the governor, and their next meeting, again virtually, would be the first Thursday in December, December 3rd at 8 p.m. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Strauss. Amy, how about you?
Tom's next.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. You know, without sitting at the dais, I can never remember.
Okay. I wonder what Tom's going to say.
My apologies.
I don't have much to report other than our wonderful police department had their blue masks
yeah.
at ICS, and it was very well attended. Nice words were said by an ex-chief of police from New York, I believe, who was also a minister.
Yeah.
So it was good. I'm glad we were able to pull it off during COVID. And other than that, I have nothing to report.
You know, he was terrific. He spoke for must have been 20 minutes extemporaneously and looked like a chief of police, and he sounded like one, but he sure wasn't dressed like one.
Right.
Actually, I've been using his words when you ask a question. Yes, yes.
Right, right,
I like that.
Right.
Yes, yes.
You know, Permit me one little question, Mr. Kuchinowski. Were you in South Bend this last weekend?
No, I was not. I'm not allowed to attend the games.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, then you must have recuperated adequately by now.
Yeah, my son was there, and yep, they had a they all got tested before going into the stadium. So the national media is saying they're not social distancing. You know, it's one thing, but they were all tested before they went in.
That's a good thing because they certainly weren't distancing after the game.
You're right.
Oh, too funny.
Amy's next.
Okay.
The North and Voorhees Board of Ed will be meeting on Tuesday. The only thing that I've been finding out is actually through Brian, through some emails about COVID cases, I think. Brian, I think you said there was two cases.
Oh, I don't, I've lost track. I might even.
I know, I'm losing track too. Thank you for keeping me updated.
They've, in between both schools, have had a number of cases, both students and staff. And I would venture to say three or four staff members between the two schools in the last week or so.
Right. The one from Forays, I thought it was two staff members, but that's the only information that I got. And their meeting is on Tuesday. Open space, Windy Acres, we met with a few teachers again on Monday to walk some of the trails and, you know, get some ideas. They originally wanted to conduct an educational pilot program with, you know, us and the Clinton Township School District in the spring. But due to COVID, things going the way they are, we need to consider an August timeframe for the teachers to review the property for their teaching plan. So, but we're going to still move ahead with what we're planning with the pavilion and the benches and whatnot. We are naming some of the trails. We're going to use Cedar Trail for one. And the other trail that I developed at the wooded portion, I have a week to figure out what I want to name it. So any suggestions, let me know. Environmental has provided some more for information for the webpage, and Patricia will be reaching out to Jeremy regarding the QR codes. I guess we're moving on to that portion of the webpage development. And Brian, I just found out last night by email that the Polytech meeting actually, I think they're going to want us to deliver some of the doors and window sashes of the Kitlow House over to them so they can refurbish those items.
Yeah, that'll be good too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just saw that last night. Okay, Prospect East and West. Brian, Rich, and I walked Prospect East on Sunday. Just to review the property, we identified some little tire cleanup here and there, so we'll take care of that. And on Tuesday, Tom, Jay, Les, and I looked at the future parking area on Prospect West. It'll be about an eight-car size parking area, and it'll be fenced in. And a gate for the farmer. And we reviewed the Stanton Mountain Road parking lot that will be built for Prospect East. It's going to be pretty much the size of like the Marukian parking area. I think that's about 10 car size. And we will be using an access off of 629 for strictly maintenance purposes. It's pretty much dug in there, but nothing's been done with it. So, you know, Jay will be using that for maintenance. And the parking lots will be put, be developed in the beginning of January. And that's pretty much when we're going to start the volunteer trail work. It'll begin around that time. So it'll be both happening in the beginning of January. General open space, Foran and Beaverbrook. We will be adding some trail markers on the trails. I guess it's a little confusing without the markers. The spring site issue has been resolved for the time being. The trail that was was disturbing a Clinton Township resident has been blocked off temporarily. So I think High Bridge Council will be reviewing their open space rules and regulations tonight for their property. We reviewed the potential of getting some trails mowed next year to supplement the farmer agreements. It's just the trails aren't getting mowed as frequently as they need to be. So we're just going to throw around some ideas. Tom is going to get some quotes for us. He's going to start with just getting the existing landscaper we use and see what the added expense would be if we added a few properties to that. And if that doesn't work out, he'll get some quotes from other landscapers, just to get an idea of how much something like that would cost, because we're going to have to deal with the contracts, you know, next year. And that is it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The mayor planning board's been quiet, so nothing's happened on that front. Been a little busy in the township. And Brian and Vita can certainly chime in. We actually have a COVID case. The foreman in our DPW department contracted COVID, and he was undoubtedly infected before he came to work last week, and had had close contact with at least two employees who were sent to COVID testing today, or they were notified today. I believe they'll go tomorrow. So it's out and amongst us at this point in time, in the in the township employee ranks. So I hope we don't see more of it, and I hope the testing goes well for everybody. Anything more on that, Brian? You want to add or be there?
On that issue, no. I think that's sufficient. Okay. I think just we'll be reinforcing, and I know I've already done, the necessity to wear masks while in the office if you're not sitting at your workstation.
Yeah.
And when out and about in public. So.
Okay. Do you want to handle the Lebanon Township item on the courts?
Sure. I know we discussed the potential of adding Lebanon Township. Well, I think we may have. We've been discussing the potential of adding Lebanon Township to our court system. It would be beginning January 1st. I think we've found a reasonable accommodation that would satisfy the Office of the Courts and the Township of Lebanon and us, and would provide an additional resource for additional hours, I should say, for the court staff that's greatly needed. So I would think as that progresses, hopefully we'll be able to add them January 1st and do so at our meeting in December. If things don't progress quickly enough to get us to December 9th, which I think is our regularly scheduled meeting, we may need to schedule a special. Other administrative item is that obviously Stanton Mountain Road's done and Hermanthal are done, but also that little road that goes up to the Ken Lockwood Gorge is, I believe, scheduled for this month if it hasn't already been done, but I would imagine in the next week or two.
Okay, good.
And I would have to think that leaf collection may be impeded somewhat. It's been going very, very well. We'll have to keep our fingers crossed that it continues to do, but keep an eye on it.
You know, and I would just add one, like a news item, really. We were talking about it today. Apparently, the Holiday Inn is going to close and be turned into assisted living or some sort of an age-related facility in the not-too-distant future. So we'll have to see how that works out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't have anything more. So, if Tom, do you have anything, Lieutenant?
Nothing much here. Just, like you said, battening down the hatches with this surge with this corona. So we're really tightening the reins and, not letting our guards down. So let's hope everything goes well.
Amen.
But again, thank everybody for showing up to the Blue Mass. I'm hoping we can turn this into a tradition in the township. It'll be a good thing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, and one last thing I should have mentioned, just again, general interest. Chelsea's had a fire on the second floor, I guess it was yesterday, and sufficient damage, water damage probably more than anything else, was done where the building was declared uninhabitable yesterday, subject to an electrical inspection. So didn't sound like major damage, structural damage was done to the building, but as I say, water, sheetrock, electrical, that sort of thing. So maybe they'll be back in business in the not too distant future, and maybe not. We'll just have to see. And with that said, I guess it's time to move on to the introduction of ordinances. And the public hearing on these would all be at the next meeting on December 9th, all three. I'll say that up front. The first ordinance is 1143-2020, appropriating $380,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for the construction of tennis and basketball courts and the acquisition of vehicles and equipment in and by the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. Mr. Millay, you've been the architect of this, so you want to say some words?
Yeah, this is really one of the things we definitely discovered, and this is the first time, at least that I can recall, that we've done capital ordinances as opposed to bond ordinances. In other words, not borrowing money. It's been a little bit of an education, and one of the things that we learned is that the process to do it is quite long. We did not allocate all the money that we had set aside in the capital budget when we did our budget process. But what we did find was that going through that process, the purchases really didn't occur until September, October, due to the various steps. So since we still had remaining budget left, this capital ordinance will allow us to basically set the table for the first half of next year if we wish to go forward with any of these capital items that we had already budgeted for. It doesn't obligate us to spend the money. It doesn't obligate us to do anything of the sort, so we can see how it goes. But if we were not to do this and were to wait until next year to do another capital ordinance, we'd probably be looking at the summer again. So at least we'll be locked and loaded, so to speak.
Any discussion from council? I think it's a great idea. And, you know, to some degree, all three of these are enabling ordinances, from my perspective, at least. So it will let the township get a jump on purchasing, but it does not obligate us to do so. In that case, could I have a motion?
Sounds good. So moved.
Thank you, Mark.
I'll second.
Thank you, Brian.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczmarski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Yes. All right. The next one up is Ordinance 1144-2020, an ordinance authorizing an emergency appropriation via NJAC. Oh, okay. I'm so used to NJAC. Pardon me. NJAC 40A:4-53 for COVID-19 revenue deficits. And again, help me if correct me if I'm not correct on this, but this would allow us to borrow $312,000. Go ahead.
So it's not entirely clear. The state issued guidance, and they're still working out the hows and what fors, but essentially they've asked every municipality to take a look at one's appropriations and revenues, and if you're expecting a deficit against what you had budgeted, so receiving less money than you budgeted or spending more than you had anticipated at the budget cycle, that they'd have some special rules that they're still working out that would ease the pain, so to speak. We're not anticipating at all a deficit in expenditures. However, it likely will probably not meet some of our revenue budgets, particularly interest and court fees and so on, some of the things that were really impeded by the coronavirus. It's a special item. We may find that we don't actually want to proceed with this, but in order to be eligible to take advantage of it, we need to do this, the resolution that was prior, and then this ordinance as well.
So it's a good backstop?
Yeah, I mean, the way we think it's going to work is you can kind of, over 5 or 6 years, spread that deficit out so it hits your budget in a gradual way as opposed to all at once. But it's not entirely clear, and the state wasn't really able to clarify yet. Again, like I said, we can always decide it's not worth our trouble, but at least we'll be eligible for it.
Yeah.
All right. Any discussion on the part of council?
No. Like you said, Mayor, I like that choice of words, a good backstop.
Yeah, you know, we are certainly down the court, building permits, fire inspections, you know, that sort of stuff. And, you know, it'll be there if the next mayor needs it. So I'll make the motion on this one.
I'll second.
Second. Yep.
Mark's got it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Koshinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Moy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you again. I'm just going to read the title on this. Trishka and Brian have worked hard on it. I've kind of watched the bouncing ball go back and forth. So I'll do the honors on that, and then please have a discussion on this. This is Ordinance 1145-2020, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, prohibiting short-term vacation rentals and amending Part 2 general legislation of the Code of the Township of Clinton. And several residents, or at least one or two residents, have raised a concern that, you know, with Airbnb or VRBO, that some houses potentially could turn into party houses, which would then present a public nuisance, certainly for that neighborhood at least. So with that introduction, I'm going to let our experts here. I know they both have done a lot of work on this and have a lot of background, so I'll stop talking.
Yeah, we talked about it a couple of meetings back, and I not to belabor the point, I'll try to be brief as possible, but it's something that we've certainly seen in other communities in the state where homes have been rented as sort of party houses and kind of gotten out of hand, short-term, really short-term rentals, a night or a weekend or what have you. And a number of towns have taken advantage of a state law that allows regulation of such rentals. And what's nice is that that law has been in place for a couple of years, so a number of towns have already done it. We looked at a number of models. Trishka found a couple. I had found, through some of the residents, one or two. And we combined pretty much the elements we liked the most out of all of them, excluded things that didn't apply, and came up with what you see sent around a little late today. But I think all in the best interests. It's not a problem we've had yet, but it's not a bad thing to have a plan in place so that we don't have such a problem. And I think the highlight really is it would be in effect for rentals less than 45 days.
And just as a supplement, first to give credit where credit's due, it's my colleague Carrie Reed McNally, who actually did a lot of the initial lift on this ordinance, and she turned it around in a very short amount of time. So did a bang up job. One of the things I just wanted to, a couple of things I wanted to point out, what you're doing with this ordinance, you're actually proceeding under your licensing authority. This is not a land use ordinance. This is really a regulatory and licensing ordinance. And there's explicit authority for ordinances of this type in the statutes in title, it's in, I think this one's in Title 40A. And the other thing that's worth noting, this creates the general framework. There is a provision in the ordinance that then authorizes the governing body to promulgate more detailed regulations and requirements to, you know, really put the meat on the bones. That's it.
So back to your enabling ordinance.
Yeah, you know, it sets up a framework, yep. And subject to adjustment as time goes on, as the problem may or may not emerge and manifest itself differently.
And it is only an introduction, so if any members of the council or even the public wish to make a suggested minor change, we can make that change on adoption. Major changes, not so much. But if it's a minor change, we can we can do that orally at the next meeting.
Yep.
Comments or concerns?
No, I think it was well written. Thank you, Brian and Triska, for the hard work on that. I know it was a concern from that section of the township. I support it. And if, like you said, things need to be tweaked down the road, living document, and we can do that, but it's a good start.
So it's this, Tom. I apologize for not getting a chance to read it yet, but does this mainly address the renting of an entire house or, let's say, a room in a house where the main people are still living there?
Nope. It's any dwelling unit in whole or in part. So that, you know, would definitely apply. I mean, Tom, for your benefit, I'll just read you the definition of how we're defining vacation rental. Rental of any dwelling unit in whole or in part within the Township of Clinton to any persons for exclusive or partial transient use of less than 45 consecutive days when the dwelling unit in question is only approved for permanent residential occupancy and not approved for transient occupancy. Rental of dwellings within township-approved hotels, motels, and beds and breakfasts shall not be considered vacation rentals. So it really is aimed at the Airbnbs and that ilk. We're not trying to capture, you know, somebody who's on sabbatical and, you know, or is going to be just away for an extended period of time and needs to sublet an apartment. This is really the Airbnb.
Yeah. And
scenario.
Some towns had 120 days.
One had 150.
I mean, yeah, some had entirely too much, in my opinion. This is, I think, a better balance. Again, if we all decide at the next meeting that we do the adoption, we want to change it to 30, we can change it to 30. If somebody felt like we need to change it to 60, we can have that discussion too, but
yeah, I just want to emphasize this is really, you know, on introduction, it literally means like you're introducing the topic and you can even vote to introduce an ordinance and then not vote to adopt it. It's not necessarily signifying support. It is just putting it out there for public consumption and comment. And then depending, you know, you can make changes and depending on the level of changes you know, may or may not need to, you know, reintroduce, but.
And we've reached that unfortunate part of the year where this is really our last opportunity to introduce anything for this year. If we didn't introduce today, we'd have to wait till January.
Comments or? I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes, to introduce.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Moy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And Brian's comment made me think we were talking about things earlier today. And Brian suggested that next year that there should be two meetings in December.
Yeah,
it really makes a lot of sense.
Carla, I'll add those to the calendar you sent me, the draft for next year. We'll have two regularly scheduled December meetings.
Yeah. Happily, I mean, Lebanon Township has one after ours, so they can, you know, once the AIC is done editing the document, the agreement, they'll have time to ratify it. So it's good. It's handy sometimes. I guess, failing anything else.
Public comment, Mayor.
Oh, gosh. You know, I forget that every single time one of these video meetings. So
it's just a virtual thing.
Yeah, we have it's now time for public comment. Are there any members of the public within earshot that might have a comment? It's all for
Carl, class. I assume the members of the public have the ability to unmute themselves if they wish to speak.
Ooh, that's a good point.
I can unmute all, and I can do that right now. And so right now we're going to hear a cacophony. Nothing.
No, I'm still seeing people muted.
Me too.
So this has sent requests to unmute. It has not actually. Yep, they're able to unmute on their own. It says attendees can unmute themselves now is all it says.
Thank you.
So we've waited a little bit. Are there any public comments to be had? It does not seem to be the case.
Nope.
I wish we had more control sometimes. We had the same issue earlier today with Vita on a phone link that we just couldn't unmute.
Well, no, you should. The folks who were not on the phone, and we were on Zoom. But I mean, you're in the same boat.
Yeah.
If you can mute and unmute yourself, you're good, and anybody else can.
Oh no, mate. It just feels better if we could just.
Yeah.
You know, physically unmute everybody to resolve any issues in terms of communication. And we couldn't do that with Zoom, and I guess we can't do that with this program. So, minor thing. All right. Well, is it that time of night? Any last comments?
Oh, that was quick.
Well, I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody if I don't see you.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I can't believe that. Oh, man.
Yes, yeah. Me neither.
I'm glad somebody's got good manners. I forgot.
Me?
Thank you.
That's hysterical.
You get that clip from the audio and save it.
Yeah, I will.
I thought this year would never get near the end.
Yeah,
I don't know.
About it, never you
yeah.
Time goes by.
Well, thank you, Amy, for that. It was very nice. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone as well. And I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
All those back in.
Yep. All.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malek?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you.
We are done.
All right. I'm going to stop the recording.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.